as I wait, heart of God.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Growth Group Podcast, where we believe that spiritual growth happens better in circles than it does in rows. My name is David Haken, and I'm joined by Jonathan Markham, the pastor of New Life Christian Fellowship here in Pacifica, California, and we record these podcasts to help you go deeper with Sunday's teaching, both in your small group and in your individual walk with the Lord. This week was a very special Sunday, wasn't it? Celebration Sunday.
Once a year we do this, and it's particularly good for this year because it's 2020, and of course 2020 hindsight is...
I just realized that. That's
2020
fun.
Hindsight is always...
People are going to make a lot out of that.
And then 2020 vision is, of course, what we want about how we move forward.
We can even look back and celebrate a decade as well.
Yeah, we can.
Well, we have four questions for you as usual. Our first question is about Celebration Sunday specifically, so let's ask that one. Mm-hmm. Mitch Stoltz recently said, "It is such a privilege to be part of an active church." He's right. Celebration Sunday was an opportunity to do just that, celebrate. As you look over this past year and the ministries of New Life Christian Fellowship, what excites you most? What was your highlight from Celebration Sunday?
I'm not sure. Well, you need to understand that we're recording this before Celebration Sunday.
Right, right.
Although I know a lot about what's going to happen, I haven't heard it happen yet. So, and I've looked at the slideshow and been excited by reminding myself of so many of the exciting things that have happened in the course of this this year. But I think one of the things that really has excited me is there have been, our growth groups have continued to flourish. There have been a number of discipleship and mentoring relationships which have grown. And our year was supposed to, the statement that we focused our year around was being sent and sending others to be disciples and make disciples. And I think that has...
What series was that statement born out of? Do you remember? Was that Ephesians?
I think it was, yes.
Okay.
It was because we finished Emotionally Healthy Spirituality at the end of last year, and then we went straight into the Ephesians chapter. The Ephesians series.
That's great. Yeah. What a great statement. And do you want to, just by way of introduction to the next three questions, share what this year's focus is going to be?
Well, this year's focus is going to be something that we talked about. We began talking about in the Disciples series, that when we are really following Jesus, we are to be with Jesus, which gives us a focus on our own devotional life, be like Jesus, and do what Jesus did. And we're going to use that as our focus to develop our discipleship, because what I'm also going to share with the congregation on Sunday is a prophetic word that we had about a year ago, which really encourages us to do the things that we've been doing,
to be prepared
on the basis of being prepared for what God is going to do. Do we know what God is going to do? Absolutely not. But there's a very real sense, and I think there has been a sense amongst us for a while, that God is doing things, that God is doing something. And we don't know what that looks like. We don't know what, but we want to be ready for the peace that we have in whatever he's going to do.
Well, I'm sure our podcast listeners would like for us to expound a little bit more about that prophecy and just kind of our direction in general. Sure. I'm going to take us back to that statement, to be with, to be like, and to do as. That statement comes from, it has a certain historical background, doesn't it?
It reflects how Jesus walked along his disciples.
And rabbis, when they would have disciples, their disciples would model their discipleship based off those three areas.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
The first time I heard it was in a message by a pastor called John Mark Comer, who in Seattle, in Portland, and was very struck by that framework that the rabbinic training program really built around those three things.
Yeah.
To be with, to be like, and then to do what they did.
Well, as I shared a minute ago, our final three questions follow that structure as well. The first one being, be with. This is that question. This year as a church, we will give special focus to the call we learned in our series on the disciples. Be with Jesus, be like Jesus, and do as Jesus did. The first calling on that list encourages us to find increasing ways we can spend time with God, in word, in prayer, and other means. Habits play a huge part in our pursuit to be with Jesus. What habits of spiritual formation have you found which work really well for you and you might share with others? What areas do you want to target for growth in 2020?
Yeah, I think that, you know, if we don't develop our own being with Jesus, then the substance of the rest of our
That's
discipleship
right.
will be weaker.
Mm-hmm. We can't give to others that which we don't have,
you know,
ourselves.
Ever since we looked at emotionally healthy spirituality and finished mm-hmm. up with a rule of life, and then
yes,
I think a number of
exactly.
people have read that book called The Rule of Life. Mm. That a pattern which includes solitude and silence,
yeah.
a pattern of devotional life, which isn't so we've got to do this in order to get on with the rest, but our time with Jesus, looking at Jesus and the time he spent with his
right.
father, that the time he spent with his father and was absolutely foundational, because Jesus says, I only do, and he doesn't mince his words. He repeats it over and over again. I only do what my father told me to do. And if we are only going to do what Jesus tells us to do, we have to make an absolute priority of being with him.
Yeah.
Spending time where he has the space to talk to us.
How else will we recognize his voice?
Right.
Our second question, be like. Those little WWJD bracelets can be pretty intimidating, can't they? Be like Jesus? How can I possibly do that? If Jesus constantly dipped into his divine attributes, then yes, I can't be expected to do the same. Fortunately, as we've learned recently, Jesus shared our human weaknesses and was equally dependent on his Father as we are. That being said, what aspects of your character or attempts to love others well will you try to work on this year? Ask those in your group for prayer and counsel.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that has come home to me as I've thought about this is with the be like Jesus, is the way he treated people. I'm trying to make sure that as I read through the Gospels, I give great attention to the way Jesus treated people, the way he behaved with people. And I'm trying not to look at that with a filter of the things that I expect Jesus to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus behaves very uniquely, but he has great compassion, but he has great passion for the truth. And he doesn't let people off the hook.
Right.
But on the other hand, he's always seeking to walk with them, encourage them. And I think that relationships with other people, Jesus never puts somebody down. He may tell them the truth, but he never despises them. And I think that one of the things that I read about, you know, that statement that people use over and over again, oh, judge not, ye be not judged, don't judge people. Well, one of the interpretations that I've read of the language that's used there is that you could say, don't despise people. Don't consider them of less value than you,
mm-hmm.
rather than the specific business that you're a bad person. I think that this includes our relationships within the body as well as outside,
mm-hmm.
because if we're not paying attention to our relationship within the church family, why would we pay?
Then we need to pay attention. And judgment is about making qualitative assessments as well.
Yeah.
Like I see something and I say it is either good or it is bad.
Right.
In the same way that Adam and Eve in the garden made qualitative assessments that this action that I'm about to take is a good action or a bad action.
Right.
And they decided not to follow God's own prescription of what is good and bad.
Whereas
but to
we
make
often
up
look
their
at the
own.
Judgment, we look through a filter that says it's a judge condemning or exonerating. You know, it's black and white. You know, you're either saying you're going to be punished or you're not going to be punished. Whereas I like the phrase you just used, a qualitative assessment of good and bad.
Right, right. So what I'm saying is that making those assessments in general is not something that is a bad thing or to be avoided. We can't help but doing that every second of
right.
our life. I'm deciding to sit on the edge of this chair right now when I could sit on the very back of it.
Right.
It's an assessment for some reason. When we see someone doing something that we deem harmful in their life, we are making that assessment internally. Now, sharing with them ways in which you know, they might consider to change for their own good can appear to be a condemning form of judgment that you mentioned earlier. But speaking more generally of just labeling something harmful or helpful mm-hmm. is, I think, the kind of judgment that is referred to in Matthew 7, where it talks about, yeah, take the speck out of your own eye before you
yeah.
address. Not saying that you shouldn't ever address someone who's
exactly.
got
it doesn't
specks
say
in
you
their
shouldn't
eyes.
Talk to them.
That's right. Well, our last question turns the corner from internal reflection to external action. Do as. This final call, do as Jesus did, is about action. What ministry has Jesus called you to in 2020? Mind you, it could be the same as your ministry in 2019. Remember, God has called us to a life of serving Him, and this service is the most fulfilling and life-giving activity we can partake in. Where do your gifts, desires, and the church's need align to identify that life-giving service?
Well, I think the question says it all, basically. You know, I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about tick-the-box religion, which says I come to church because I've done my God thing. There's nothing in Scripture that says that even suggests that is what God calls us to. He calls
right.
us to be people who serve around us as a overwhelming response to what God has done in our lives. And so, you know, I think we should constantly be asking, what would you have us do?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes realize that He's telling us not to do certain things, but constantly be asking, you know, what would you have me do here?
Yeah, what opportunities are there for me
for
help
me to
and
use
to love
my
gifts?
What are my gifts?
Yeah,
but I mean, it's sometimes
those.
People sort of feel a bit sort of, oh, I can't think about gifts, I don't have any. But God makes it quite clear in Scripture that all of us has been given gifts. And I think that I've said this many times, particularly in membership classes, if God has brought you to be part of New Life Christian Fellowship, then the gifts that He has given to you, He knows we need them.
Right, right. He intends
so
them to be used here in this
you
body.
You intend them to be used here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, otherwise they would be a limb of the body that is limp
yeah.
and doesn't function.
Exactly.
It's an ear that can't hear. Well, that's great. Well, we're looking forward to a new series starting in February, Saturate. We're all going to get soaked in the Spirit. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward
There's
to that.
A way. Yeah.